Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope comes every week to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. You can hear, and I bring greetings to everyone in Bungoma and Western Kenya who are listening to Voice of Hope by radio. And I bring greetings to everyone listening on the internet, on my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. And you can hear all my radio programs and my podcasts on my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. But we are coming into the Christmas season, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And today I want to talk about the miracle of Christmas, because the birth of Christ is the greatest miracle that has happened in the history of the world. Everything in history revolves around the birth of Christ. The calendar is divided before Christ and after Christ. When Christ was born, that was a year zero. And then we have 1, 2, and now we're up to 2024 years since the birth of Christ. So history revolves around the birth of Christ. The calendar revolves around the birth of Christ. It is the greatest miracle that has happened in the history of the world. And as we look at this miracle today, the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ, I believe it will encourage you to believe God for a miracle this Christmas. You know, God wants to do a miracle. Christmas is a season of miracles. And God wants to do miracles this Christmas in your life and your family and your nation. And so, Lord God, we just come before you now and we thank you for the miracle of Christmas, Lord God. That's a testimony to your faithfulness, your greatness, and your power and your salvation. And Lord, we just pray that you'll open the heart of every individual listening to Voice of Hope today, Lord God, to believe you for a miracle in their lives, because we serve a God of miracles. We celebrate you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to look at some things today about the miracle of Christmas and why Christmas is such a great miracle. And we need the first great miracle of Christmas is that God became man. Jesus is God, and he became man. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word is Jesus Christ. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." Jesus was with God. And it says, "And the Word was God." Jesus is God. "He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." So Jesus was in the beginning with God. He made everything. All creation was made by Jesus. See, God spoke the Word, and the Word was Jesus. And Jesus, by his power, created everything that was in the world today. It says everything was made by him. And so Jesus is God. There is no difference between Jesus and God. They are one. And it says, and the Word was God. The Word is God. And then you go down to John 1, 14, and it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God became flesh. So the greatest miracle of Christmas is that God became flesh. God became a man and lived on the earth as a man in order to show forth the glory and grace and mercy of God and to bring salvation. So the first great miracle of Christmas is that God became man. The second great miracle of Christmas is that Jesus was born of a virgin. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," meaning God with us. So Isaiah prophesied the birth of Jesus to a virgin 700 years before Jesus' birth. You know, America has been a nation for 248 years. That seems like a lot of years. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus was born that he was going to be born of a virgin, and his name would be Emmanuel, God with us, man, God with man. And so the miracle of, of Jesus' birth to a virgin was prophesied 700 years before he was born. That is an awesome miracle of God. And so we see the story of the birth of Jesus, the miracle of Jesus' birth as a virgin in Luke chapter 1. And we know the story well. The angel of the Lord appeared to Mary. And now it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, Luke 1:26, and now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin was named Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. Now Mary wasn't anybody special. She was from a poor home. Her husband to be Joseph was a carpenter. She had no money. She was very poor. But the angel of the Lord said, rejoice, highly favored one, for the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among all women. But verse 29, but when she saw the angel, she was troubled at this saying and considered what manner of greeting was this. You know, why is the angel calling me highly favored? I'm a young girl, you know, she was probably around 15 years old, not very old, a young girl from a poor family, and an angel shows up and says, you are highly favored. And so she's troubled by this. And the angel said, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overwhelm you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And the angel said to Mary, verse 35, and the angel answered and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And Mary said, how is this possible, since I have never known a man? And the angel said, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold your maidservant, Lord, let it be according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So, you know, not only did God become man, God was not born as a king. He was not born in the house of a king. He was not born in the house of a wealthy person. He came through the birth through a virgin, the Virgin Mary, who had never known a man. So God chose a virgin to give birth to his son, because he said nothing is impossible with God. See, God wants to do a miracle today. And the Spirit of God came upon Mary, and the Spirit of God caused her to give birth to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God becoming man. See, God wants to do a miracle. If you're a born-again believer, if you're a child of God, you are highly favored by God because you're his child. And God wants to do a miracle in you this Christmas because he says over you, you are highly favored of God. You know, it was impossible. It's impossible for a virgin to give birth to a child, but the virgin Mary did, because everything is possible with God. And the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and the Holy Spirit wants to come upon our lives today, where we live today, and do a miracle that's impossible for us, because God, with God, everything is possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the first miracle of Christmas is that God became man. The second miracle of Christmas is that he was born of a virgin. And he came to a very poor family, to a poor young lady, and the Son of God was born as a baby. The third great miracle of Christmas is that God came as a baby, as a little baby child who had no power. In the manger there, in Bethlehem, Jesus was born in the midst of poverty. He was born from a poor family, born to a virgin, born in a poor house, born in a manger, in the place where animals were being taken care of. He was born a baby who has no ability to do anything for himself. God Almighty, the creator of the world, became a baby, totally dependent upon man, totally dependent upon Mary and Joseph taking care of him. He grew up just like every one of us grew up. God was a baby. God became a toddler. God became a young person. God experienced everything we experience in Jesus Christ. He came as a baby. He came weak and totally dependent on man. He was born in poverty to a carpenter. And then when he was born, Herod tried to kill him. And so even though he was God, he was subject to Herod trying to kill him. And Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus had to flee and become refugees in Egypt. So God Almighty became a refugee in Egypt. Egypt represents the world. A refugee, God became a refugee in Egypt. See, Jesus Christ, who came to the world, is God. And he has gone through everything that we have gone through. Everything about him is a miracle. And then we see that he came back from Egypt and he came to Nazareth. And he grew up in a city of Nazareth, the son of a carpenter. Now Nazareth was a very poor village, a very poor town, and it had no respect. People had a saying, what good thing could come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was a town that no one knew about, no one cared about. It was a very poor little town. So Jesus was not born as a king. He was not born in a rich home. He was not born in the big city of Jerusalem. He was born in a little village. He was born in a little town. Just like you say, you know, he wasn't born in a big city like Nairobi or Kampala or any other big city. No, he was born in a little village. He was born in a manger. God Almighty became a man, became a poor man, and grew up as a poor man in a poor family from a small town called Nazareth. And they said no good thing could come out of Nazareth. He grew up in poverty. He didn't grow up with a great education, had no great educational opportunities. He grew up working in his dad's carpenter shop. He went through all the things that we went through. So Christmas is a series of miracles that God did. See, God loves to do the impossible. God loves to show forth his glory and power. The miracle of Christmas is a miracle that we celebrate every year. We celebrate that Jesus, God Almighty, became flesh. He was born to a virgin. He was born in a poor manger to a poor family. He became a refugee in Egypt. He grew up in Nazareth, a poor little village town in Israel that had no position, no authority, no power, no opportunity that other people had. He was born all those. He grew up a carpenter's son, working and making things out of wood. This is Jesus, the Son of God. The miracle of Christmas is that God became a very ordinary person like you and me, that he may show forth the glory of God. Jesus went through all the things we went through. He went through being a baby, being an infant, a toddler, a young person. He went through everything that we went through, experienced everything we went through. He walked on earth. He had no possessions, no house, no clothing, except the clothes that he wore. He had no great amount of money. He had no great position in Israel. He became an ordinary man like us, so that through him we might become children of Almighty God. So we through him might be born again and come into the greatness that God has for us. Jesus became a man, and he not only became a man, he died on the cross. Jesus, God Almighty, not only became a baby and grew up an ordinary man in an ordinary place doing ordinary things, but walking in the power of the Holy Spirit to demonstrate how we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Son of God, became man. Christmas, we're celebrating Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God living with us. And he died on the cross for our sins. God Almighty allowed himself to be killed by man on a cross so that we could receive eternal life. He took his sins, our sins, on the cross so that we would not have to die in sin, that we would not have to suffer under sin, so we would not have to go to hell, but we could have eternal life. He died to take cleanse us of all our sin if we put our confidence in him. Today, if you're not a child of God, you can become a child of God. You can. Christmas is a season of miracle. A miracle is that you and me, ordinary people, because of Jesus Christ, can become children of God. We are born again by the Spirit of God. We become children of God, and we can walk in his favor, in his blessing, and his authority. See, our life does not come from the world. Our position does not come from the world. Our position comes through Jesus Christ. And just like Jesus was born of a virgin and grew up a man of influence because of the power of God, we too, we can be born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus was born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God came upon Virgin Mary, and Jesus was born of the Spirit. When we are born again, we are born of the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that's in Jesus lives within you and me. The Spirit of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, lives within us when we were born again, so we can walk in the favor of God, walk in the power of God, walk in all that God has for us. See, the miracle of Christmas is a miracle for each one of us. Now, I am a living miracle today, because once I was lost in sin, once I was far away from God, once I had no hope, but Jesus Christ came. He came, became a man, born of a virgin, grew up a man, so that we too can be born again, so that we too can have the Spirit of God live in us, so that we too can walk in the power and authority of Jesus Christ. We are, each of us who are born again, we are living miracles of Christmas. We are part of the Christmas story because we have been born of the Spirit. And we too are learning, Jesus learned how to live on earth as a son of God. We too learn to live on earth as children of Almighty God. God wants to invite you today to become his child, to become part of the greatest miracle in the history of the world. And Jesus rose from the dead, and he rose in power and gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could walk in power too. I believe God wants to birth something supernatural in you. God wants to do something supernatural in your life this Christmas to show forth his glory and power in his, in your life today. But to walk in this miracle power, we have to take on the mind of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2, 5 through 11, Philippians 2, 5 through 11, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God." In other words, Jesus, even though he was God, even though he had all God's power, he didn't hold on to God's power. He could have held on to that power. He didn't need to give it up. He willfully gave up his position as God and became a man. It says, "But he made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those in earth, and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So Jesus humbled himself, became a man, submitted himself to death on the cross. He did no sin. He had no sin. He had done nothing wrong, but he submitted himself to death on the cross so that we could receive salvation. He found himself as a man, humbled himself, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. You know, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we are born again, become child of God, it says, the Bible says we die to our old nature. Romans 8 says we die to our old man and we become a new person in Christ Jesus. We don't walk in the way. Jesus died to himself, to being God, and became a man, and God raised him up and gave him all authority and power, that everything in heaven, everything in earth, and everything on the earth will bow at the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name. And when we are born again and we die to our old man and we begin to walk with Jesus Christ, we begin to walk in Jesus Christ, we begin to walk in his authority and power. See, God wants to give, Jesus came on earth and became a man so you could become a son of God, so you become a child of God, so you could not walk in the authority of people on earth, but you could walk in the authority of Jesus Christ and do what Jesus said. Jesus said, same works I did, you will do also, and even greater works you'll do, because I go to my Father. And I will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and he's going to empower you to do what I did when I walked on the earth. See, God wants to empower his church. God wants to empower us as believers. But we have to be willing to humble ourselves and not become somebody great in ourselves. See, Jesus humbled himself, became a little baby, in order that we may become children of Almighty God. In 1 John 4, 4 through 5, it says, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. See, God wants to do something supernatural in you and me. God wants to birth something else. He says, you are of God, little children. We are little children. We are God's children. And as God's children, we have overcome the world just as Jesus overcame the world. Jesus rose from the dead, defeated the power of the enemy. Now all powers must bow to him. And because we are children of God, not because we're great, not because we're important, not because we have position or education, Jesus had none of those things. But he became great because he humbled himself and became a man. You're of God, little children, have overcome because he who is in you, the one that every knee should bow to, every tongue will confess, he is in you. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We don't walk in our power. We don't walk in our authority. We walk in the greatness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to earth. Christmas is the greatest miracle that happened. Jesus became a man so that we could become sons of God. Jesus humbled himself, and so that we could become great. Jesus walked in the earth and suffered the things we suffered so that we could become overcomers through Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead, and we too will rise again one day. So this Christmas, I encourage you, as we celebrate Christmas, celebrate the miracle of Jesus Christ, and know that the miracle of Jesus Christ is for you and for me, that we may walk in all that God has for us, so we may walk in the greatness and power that he has for us. And so God wants to encourage you today. In John 1, 10 through 13, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, but of the will or the will of man, but of God. See, we come into this place of authority in Jesus Christ. We come in this life of Christ by being born again. Not born of in blood, not born like we were the first time, but born again of the Spirit of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the privilege of becoming children of God, to those who believe in his name. So today, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, God wants you to invite you today to be his child. This Christmas season, the greatest miracle is that Jesus was born on earth. The second greatest miracle is that you can be born again and become a child of Almighty God. No matter what your background is, no matter what kind of place you were born in, no matter what kind of education you had, whether you were born rich or poor, that it makes no difference at all. If you came from a great city or a small town, if you came from a big family or a small family, makes no difference at all. When you are born again, you become a child of Almighty God. And because you believe in his name, you believe in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, and you bow to the name of Jesus, you submit to the name of Jesus, you can walk in victory and power by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. I just want you, if you want to accept Jesus Christ today, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to earth. Thank you that you became a man. You became a child, and you came and lived on earth, and you died on the cross for my sin. Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to walk in your authority and your power. If you prayed that prayer today, you have now become a child of Almighty God. It's a supernatural birth. The Holy Spirit that came upon Mary now come upon you and make you a living person in God, spiritually alive, to walk according to the will of God and to accomplish His purposes. Christmas is a season of miracles. Christmas is a season to celebrate what Jesus came to do for us. Christmas is a season of miracles for you and me. God wants to do miracles in your life. God wants to do miracles in your family. God wants to do miracles and celebrate them today. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-11, 1 Corinthians 2:9-11 says, "Eyes not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it even entered the heart of people the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God wants to reveal them to you today. God wants to do a Christmas miracle for you today. God wants to do a Christmas miracle for you this Christmas season. God wants to prepare you to go into a new year with new hope and new faith and new expectation. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the voice of hope today, Lord God. I pray that faith will arise in their heart, Lord God. The same God who was born a baby to a virgin and grew up and walked in power and authority and died for our sin and rose again, that same Jesus comes to save every one of us and to give us abundant life and life eternal. And Lord, I just pray for life over every person. Lord, I speak healing over every person that's dealing with sickness today. I pray, Lord God, for those who are dealing with financial problems, that you'll do a Christmas miracle for them. Those who are dealing with other problems in their life, do a Christmas miracle for them. As they celebrate you, Jesus, I pray that you'll intervene on their behalf, show forth your glory and power in their lives. And we just give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I trust you have a great week. You can listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. Invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope on the radio, or go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my radio programs as well as my podcasts. And I just pray that the spirit of Christmas comes upon you. The spirit of Jesus Christ comes upon you and empowers you this Christmas to walk in the life, abundant life and victory that he has for you. God bless you. Have a great week walking with the Lord. God bless. Hope to talk to you next week on The Voice of Hope. Bye-bye.